In the book, The Immortal Life of Henrietta Lacks, one of the major themes is the development and the evolution in medicine, particularly in the research and growth of cell cultures. The lady Henrietta Lacks was an African-American whose cancer cells are the source of the famous and now immortal HeLa cell line, which has been used for cell research that has led to many medical breakthroughs in biomedical technology, mainly through the process of trial and error. That aspect of the book brings to mind this question. If scientists are constantly changing their minds or growing in their knowledge through trial and error, and the technology is always changing, which in turn changes their methods, which changes their pursuits, then what hope do we have as Christians in knowing what to pursue in life and how to pursue it? Because our hope rests in a man who lived over 2,000 years ago. I mean, we're constantly making new discoveries or moving forward in our knowledge based on trial and error. Things are always in flux. There's new ways of doing things, improvements based on trial and error, research and development, health, ways of dieting, preparing food, education, handling money, business practices, and on and on and on. I ran across this the other day on Facebook. It said, "This is all the advice from the experts, that we are to eat 5 small meals per day and run. Also, only eat breakfast and lunch and walk. Eat lots of protein and lift and don't even do any cardio. It's bad for your joints. Also, don't eat too much protein and make sure you're sleeping a lot. But don't be too sedentary, but don't be too active either because it's bad for your blood pressure. So make sure you replace all of your lost salt, but never eat too much sodium. Fruit is obviously good for you and also it's all sugar and is bad for you." Do you ever feel like as a pastor or a father or a mother or a teacher that you have been taught the same sorts of things and that those same sorts of things could be said about the best way to guide and shepherd your church or your family? So for us, especially as Christians, what good is a man, much less a prayer that he prayed over 2,000 years ago that we find in John chapter 17? What does a prayer that old have to do with us right now? How could it possibly benefit you and me in helping us discover the purpose for our churches, the purpose for our lives? With all the trial and error, with all the research and development, with all the new strategies and techniques, haven't we moved beyond a 2,000-year-old prayer? So how does Jesus' prayer 2,000 years ago help us? Well, it's important to remember that Jesus prays within earshot of the disciples, and he prays a prayer of eternal truth so that we may know what to pursue as Christians and as churches in this life today. And that's what we're going to talk about over the next couple of weeks. When you pray today, please remember Angel de Jesus and his family are missionaries in Puerto Rico. And also remember the American Sign Language LifeWord broadcast that's viewed in the United States.